Oh, the gossip mill.
Comes to gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should not repeat gossip.
Why should you stop now?
You think right now is the time for gossip?
Let's dish.
Jimmy Kimmel Live will return to the airwaves tonight. Disney/ABC reportedly gave in after they lost billions and a great deal of pushback. On New Heights, you know, the podcast with the Kelce brothers, Jason revealed his mom, Donna, favors him over Travis since he already has children.
First of all, y'all parents rank y'all. Y'all just don't know. Okay.
No, for sure. Mom's always had Travis number one. I do know.
Listen, and right now, mom has Jason number one because he has kids.
That is true. She has said that. She has made that comment. She's put some pressure on him.
So what you waiting on?
That's Deion Sanders giving Travis a hard time. A man got arrested after jumping a fence at Travis's home in Kansas. He was trying to serve Taylor Swift deposition papers in the Blake Lively Justin Baldoni lawsuit. Y'all, this is going to just keep getting ugly. And speaking of ugly, Ben Affleck has reportedly been reaching out to his ex, Ana de Armas, and her boyfriend, Tom Cruise, doesn't like it. Elton John jokingly promised singer Lola Young his house keys after betting her that her single Dealer would reach number one. When it didn't, he still honored the bet.
I'm here with Lola, and I said, Lola, if your single didn't get to number one, Dealer, that I would give you the keys to my house.
Yeah, I know.
It's not there yet, and it better hurry up. But in the meantime, I'm giving you the keys to the house, but can we stay the odd night?
No, sorry. It's mine now. Look at
that.
I mean,
Jesus.
Near
my big mouth.
Love Elton John. He's got such a good sense of humor. Do you want to try a kickflip on one of Tony Hawk's skateboards? Well, you'll need at least $500,000 for his Birdhouse Falcon 2 board that will sell at auction today. It's from the 1999 X Games when he landed the first ever 2.5 aerial spin, still considered one of the hardest tricks to master. John Bon Jovi is embracing becoming a grandfather after his son Jake and Millie Bobby Brown adopted a daughter.
Great. Wonderful. They adopted a girl, and we met the baby, obviously, and immediately that becomes your grandchild. You know what I mean? Your baby. So it's beautiful. I want to see pictures like every other day. I'm that guy already. And yeah, so it's cool. And you know, our son, Jesse, and his wife, they're going to have a baby. So suddenly it's a shift again.
Yeah, I love that for him. Tom Holland will be back on the Spider-Man set next week after that mild concussion he suffered last week. And Priscilla Presley responded to lawsuit claims that she ended her daughter's life, you know, Lisa Marie, within hours of her being hospitalized.
Yeah, don't believe what you read.
Yeah.
Yes, it's going well. I mean, I can't complain. I have good people. But yeah, it's the papers that, you know, come out and make it worse and make it really, you know, like we're having an issue for sure, but it's getting resolved.
Hate that for her. And a dirt alert. So PETA has criticized Tom Brady after he made a bizarre kick the dog remark while commenting on Sunday's Bears versus Cowboys game. Take a listen.
Yeah, Pick's not happy. Yeah, those helmets can be. It's like the dog at home. Kick right? The dog, throw the helmet, man, whatever man. It is.
I don't think he really thought about what he was saying. Oh, and by the way, a Kardashian alert. Are you interested in Kim Kardashian's workout secrets? Oh, wait. I think they spelled plastic surgery incorrectly.
What can I say except you're welcome?
Well, look at you, Maui, jumping in there. That's it. That's the Daily Dust. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3. Yeah, again, you're welcome.